USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking outside the White House on Thursday, President Trump has a message for China.
When my people came home, they said, we're talking. We have another meeting in early September. I said, that's fine. But in the meantime, until such time as there's a deal, we'll be taxing them.
The president also shares his opinion on the Democratic debates.
Kamala did not do well last night. I think Biden did okay. He came through. He came limping through, as I say about Sleepy Joe. He limped right through it.
The Navy is confirming a Navy pilot who crashed in California is dead. The Super Hornet jet slammed into a canyon wall at Death Valley National Park on Wednesday. The pilot was on a routine training mission at the Naval Air Station base. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 281 points, the NASDAQ fell 64, the S&P lost 27. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
President Trump pointing out some hypocrisy from Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A video of Democratic Representative Elijah Cummings of Maryland describing Baltimore as drug-infested has resurfaced. President Trump retweeting a video of Cummings from a House hearing on the narcotics threat from Colombia back in August of 1999, showing Cummings saying that kids were, quote, walking around like zombies due to the impact of illegal drugs in Baltimore. Trump tweets the video after he was accused of making a racist attack on Baltimore for calling it a disgusting rodent-infested mess.
The CDC and FDA are recommending that all pet owners stop feeding their pets pig ear dog treats due to the ongoing salmonella outbreak. The outbreak has sickened 127 people, and at least 26 of those have been hospitalized. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the second Democratic presidential debate in our rearview mirror, one of the things many people are wondering is how each of the candidates is separating themselves from the other. There's been a lot of chatter that Democratic Senators Elizabeth Warren and Independent Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont are not going after each other when they're on the debate stage together. Sanders joined CBS this morning and was asked if there's any sort of agreement between himself and Warren.
Look, Elizabeth and I have been friends for over 20 years. She's running her campaign and I'm running my campaign. They're different campaigns.
What are you
doing?
But
I think the most effective way to campaign, to be honest with you, is to talk to the American people about why the middle class is disappearing, why we have massive income and wealth inequality, the thievery that is now going on within the pharmaceutical industry, where there is not only price fixing, but there is just incredible greed. You talk about those issues, you do well. You try to beat up on somebody else, frankly, I don't think it's good politics.
As Republican Senator Mitch McConnell is taking some heat for blocking an election bill, National Security Advisor John Bolton is telling Fox News that the Trump administration is committed to protecting the 2020 election.
If any foreign government thinks they're going to interfere, they're going to see counteraction by the United States. And the purpose of that is not to have conflict in cyberspace. The purpose is to create structures of deterrence so that Russia, China, North Korea, Iran, anybody else don't even think about attacking us.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.